Hi guys, I'm Ask Tanya and you're watching Ask Tanya podcast. This is my first podcast and maybe you don't even know me before this or you are here because you know me. There can be only two reasons, no space for the third one. Okay, so now apologies for my bad voice because I'm not well at the moment. I'm a bit sick but still I'm recording this podcast because it seems interesting to me. Okay, so let's get started. One day, one of my friends asked me that how do you manage to deal with your haters in such a cool way? Now, you might be thinking that what the hell this girl is saying? At the age of 16, who are the haters she talking about? But yeah, that's true that I do have people who hates me. When you are on a way to your success, your age doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is your talent and achievements. And now, I'm not saying that I have a great talent or thousands of achievements, but still I can say that I'm doing a lot much better than most of our generation. Okay, so let's jump into our topic. How do I manage to stay cool with my haters? The only thing that you have to do is to have patience. Have patience while talking to your haters. Never abuse these people because they are the one who motivates you to do something creative and new daily. They motivate you to achieve something big in your life. Let's understand this with the help of an example. So there's a guy on Instagram. I won't reveal his name because privacy still matters. He was a random guy. One day he texted me and I wasn't interested to talk. And also I didn't have time for him, like for these kind of people. But still I replied him. And after that, a few days after replying him, I posted a video about cyber attack and then that guy showed up and commented, "Nice idea to gain followers." And then I texted him that what the hell does it want? Because that was a real news about cyber attack and he was saying that I uploaded that video to gain followers. After that, I stopped talking to him because I wasn't interested to talk with such a guy who doesn't have common sense. But today, once again, he commented some abusing words on my post. That post is still there, you can check out. That's my Instagram reel about my free ebook. And yeah, after that I talked to him very politely. I didn't use abusing words. Still the fight kept going on. And in the DM, I said, "Okay bro, bye. I'm not interested in talking to you as my mom told me not to talk to anyone who doesn't have common sense." So, this was my reply and after that he didn't texted me. The same thing happens a few days back. A girl showed up and texted me, "Do you know how much is 90%? I was typing my answer but immediately she texted, "How would you know? You got only 70%+ in your 10th grade." I was feeling quite uncomfortable but then I asked her, "Do you know how does it feel to be a young digital marketer when people have to take appointment to talk to you?" She was typing her answer and immediately I said, "Haha, how would you know? Because you are just a bookworm with 90%. After that, she replied with me with a three-letter word, HMM. So guys, maybe these examples are enough for you to understand. From now on, don't get disappointed or demotivated when someone drops a hate comment to you. Face them with bravery and brilliant answers. Because public or society will always find a reason to demotivate you or disappoint you because no one wanna see any else grow fast or each other grow fast. So never get disappointed with these kind of people and face them with bravery and your cool answers and have patience while talking to them and stay polite. That's all. So must drop your feedback about this podcast on my Instagram handle. That's @ Ask Tanya, AskTanya. And follow me or subscribe to this podcast for more amazing content. Thank you. Bye-bye. That's enough for today.